This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. I am inside Randy Dixon's office at the David and Barbara Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral Visual History. We're more than 6 feet apart. Randy, thanks for having me back.
Well, thanks for coming. And I'm glad you have such a long microphone there that we can keep a safe distance.
We call this a shotgun microphone because I think it's the length of a shotgun. Before we get into this week's archives, I want to say once again how much fun I had Thursday night with our second ever visual version of this.
Yes, the Pryor Center Presents. We had a summer encore. It was a lot of fun. I thought interesting clips that we've found, and you were able to see them. So you can go to our website and look under events, and you can see both the one we did and the previous one we did several months ago, or you can go to our Facebook page.
And we'll probably do a third one at some point.
Oh, I think we're on the hook now.
All right, let's cue the first cut for this week's Pryor Center Profile.
Now, live from the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, this is Debate 94, the governor's race.
Randy, what did we just hear?
Well, that was the introduction to a gubernatorial debate that was held September of 1994 here on the campus of Fayetteville. It was between the incumbent Governor Jim Guy Tucker, who had taken office because Bill Clinton went to Washington, and his opponent was Republican Sheffield Nelson.
And if I recall correctly, before Sheffield Nelson declared that he was going to be a Republican candidate, there had been some speculation if he ran for governor, would he go as a Democrat or a Republican?
Yes, but he's ever since been a strong Republican here in the state.
I was at this debate doing a story for Ozarks at Large, but Randy, I've only heard these archives, I have not seen them. I don't remember where it was.
Well, it was in the main auditorium on campus. I actually produced the debate. That's part of what I did at KTV. I've probably produced dozens of gubernatorial and Senate debates, congressional debates over the years, and this was one of them. It was held in the main auditorium. I guess it was over across the street at Global Campus.
Oh, I think you're right. So were you there?
Yes. Oh, I was in the mobile truck producing the show.
Sheffield Nelson, Jim Guy Tucker, this is being broadcast statewide.
Yes. Combined Arkansas Radio Network, KATV, KAIT, 4029, KTVE, and El Dorado. So it was truly a statewide broadcast, and it's quite a logistical undertaking for a debate, just because, especially during election time, everyone is concerned about equal time, and we would be even careful to the point that if we did a news story, we would time how long each sound clip or sound bite was in each story to make sure that we were being fair and balanced to each candidate and we're giving them equal time. Well, we would do the same thing in the debate. So we had very rigid rules set up. And the way the format worked, if you don't mind me going through it, each candidate had a 2-minute opening statement. We determined that at the beginning of the debate by flipping a coin. We had a set of panelists. The Associated Press was represented, each of the television stations, and it was moderated by Neil Gladner from KARN. Each candidate was asked a question from the panelists. They would alternate who was the candidate first, but they would have 90 seconds to respond. There was a 60-second rebuttal from the other candidate, and then the original candidate was allowed a 30-second follow-up.
All right, and so that coin flip gave Sheffield Nelson first crack.
That's correct.
Ladies and gentlemen, first let me thank the student government here at the University of Arkansas and also the ABC affiliates for having this. I wanted a debate, and I thank them for putting it together. You know, I've often heard that people don't really care what someone knows unless they know that that person cares. I want to tell you a little bit about my background so maybe you can identify more with me and understand where I came from. I was born in East Arkansas. I was raised on a farm, very poor family. Grew up traveling the Delta with an itinerant working dad. We lived in Brinkley, Clarendon, West Helena, and Wynn. I became the chief breadwinner of our family when I was a sophomore in high school.
And Sheffield Nelson, who was running for governor in 1994 against the incumbent Jim Guy Tucker. Jim Guy Tucker had been elected lieutenant governor, then took over the office as Bill Clinton went to the White House. So we've heard Sheffield Nelson. Time to hear Jim Guy Tucker.
I, too, want to express my appreciation to the student government, the university, and the news media for the opportunity to be here tonight and discuss issues with you. I do wish my wife, Betty, could be here with me this evening. She is with our brand new grandbaby, Riley. If I had a picture with me, I'd show it to you. We come here tonight to discuss issues of great importance to the future of the state.
All right, so we've heard the opening statements from 1994.
Yes, and now it's time for the panelists to ask questions. I thought this one was very interesting because of what was going to develop over the following years and the results of that. But Tony Brooks of KAIT asked about this thing called Whitewater that keeps coming up.
Governor, I know that throughout the course of this campaign, it stops throughout the state, you have been asked about your role in Whitewater, about your dealings with Jim McDougal. In what is a small amount of time available this evening, would you tell us about your business dealings with Jim McDougal and any loans that you or your companies may have secured from Mr. McDougal or Mr. Hale's institution?
I had a number of business dealings with Mr. McDougal and Mr. Hale, as did dozens of business people in Little Rock, and specifically with Mr. McDougal, as did my opponent in this race, and as did the President of the United States, and as did Senator J. William Fulbright. He had worked previously for Congressman Mills, Senator McClellan, and for Senator Fulbright. The fundamental thing to know is that every single loan that I have ever had from any institution, which bore my signature either individually or as a guarantor, was paid in full.
Mr. Nelson, your response.
I think my opponent is remembering history different from what I do. First of all, I had one involvement with Mr. McDougal, and it involved me putting up $225,000 of my money. 5 years later, I made $137,500 as determined by the RTC. The RTC lowered the value of the property to $2.9 million. My partners and my share was one-fourth of that. That's $725,000, and they determined the buyout price, not me. Arkansas has seen a great deal of press on Mr. Tucker's involvement, most recently in the Wall Street Journal, most recently on Paul Harvey on his radio program, the Washington Times and the Washington Post. His involvement is not what my involvement is.
Well, that'll take you back if you've been following Arkansas politics, well, and national politics for some time, because Whitewater, you couldn't get away for it for several years.
Right, and, you know, in the end, it was the downtaking of Jim Guy Tucker because of the investigation.
Right. Okay. So, speaking of Bill Clinton, you couldn't get even though he was now president, he was still this, you know, big figure in Arkansas politics.
Yes, and Karen Fuller of KETV, when it came her turn to ask a question of Sheffield Nelson, she asked about his previous run against Bill Clinton.
Mr. Nelson, 4 years ago you stood, if I'm correct, on this very stage with then-Governor Bill Clinton asking voters to elect you governor. They didn't. What have you done in the last 4 years to make voters change their minds tonight?
First of all, I think there are many voters in the state of Arkansas who regret that they didn't elect me governor back in 1990. I honestly believe that some mistakes were made there, and I think it was based on promises being made that simply were not kept. I do believe that I have worked diligently. I feel that I have helped this state through the growth of a two-party system. We have built a Republican Party that now can challenge the one-party state. The good old boy system is now threatened. And if I have done nothing else and do nothing else in my lifetime, that will be meaningful. If we will give our party, the Republican Party, a chance to represent this state, and there have been only 6 years out of 100 that you've had a Republican governor, you've never had a Republican U.S. senator. If you give us a chance to show what we can do, I think you'll be very pleased with it.
And now this is an interesting one, this question that we're about to hear, because it's something that was being asked in 1994 and never quite went away. I mean, casinos.
Right, right. And even now, you know, now we have casinos in several different towns in Arkansas. But Chuck Welch, who was a student, we also had student representation on the panel. He was president of the UA student government, and he asked both the candidates about their stance, because even then there were amendments on the upcoming ballot on casino gambling.
I'm going to vote against all the proposals on gambling, which will be on the ballot in November. I don't think we improve the state of Arkansas by arguing to our people that it is good to go take a chance, that there's an opportunity to get something for nothing. It seems to me that's the exact opposite of what we try to teach our children. For that reason, I'll vote against all of them.
Mr. Nelson?
I was the first of the candidates to say that I'd be against each of the gambling amendments. I was chairman of Citizens United Against Gambling back in 1984. I think that it would be terrible for the state of Arkansas to pass any of them. I think it sends the wrong message, not only to our kids, but to outsiders. It's my opinion that it'd be counterproductive, that we would see an increase in crime, that we'd see people taking food, shelter, and clothing away from their kids. I have been against gambling, and I will continue to be against it.
Now, you mentioned 4029, which is the ABC affiliate in Northwest and Western Arkansas. The longtime anchor, Craig Cannon, who only retired, I think, this calendar year or late last year, he was on the panel.
Yes, he did retire this year, and he was always included. He, as a matter of fact, asked the famous question of Bill Clinton, do you plan to run for president, during the previous debate with Sheffield Nelson? And Bill Clinton kind of danced around it a little bit, but basically said he wanted to be governor. So he kind of we've used that several times since, but this was kind of a lighter moment in the debate, because Craig asked about Clinton's endorsement or campaigning for Tucker in this election.
Governor, we're hearing a lot about anti-incumbent fever. For instance, just recently, the Mike Sinar loss across the border in Oklahoma. The Speaker of the House isn't even safe, I'm told. We're hearing more about the Clinton factor, which is a negative. Today, I heard that the governor of Georgia, who campaigned heavily back in 92 for President Clinton, doesn't want the president to come down to Georgia now. And I wondered about that as I heard that, and I thought, well, the president came from our state. His friend is running again. Have you invited the president to come help you campaign? And if not, why not?
No. But then I haven't invited anybody from outside of Arkansas to come campaign for me. I think I should campaign on my record, on the issues that I believe we need to address in the future, based on the tens of thousands of people I have talked to and listened to in Capitol for a day and in individual visits all over the state. For the last 20 months, I have listened all day, every day, to the people of our state, in small towns and big towns. I've listened and listened. I believe I have a feel for what their concerns are, what their hopes are, and I think I'm better positioned to try and explain my feelings about that and the record I have in dealing with the issues with which they're concerned than by asking anyone else to do it, whether it's the President of the United States or just a friend from another state.
Mr. Nelson, your response.
I don't think he'll come down here and campaign for me either. I'm not going to ask him to come down here and campaign for me. You know, I, too, have not asked anybody from outside to come into the state of Arkansas.
All right, so let's hear what these two candidates go out with. Jim Guy Tucker closed first.
Yes, because Nelson opened it. It was all based on the flip of the coin. And it was a very kind of elaborate timing system. We had a person on the edge of the stage with a box that we actually had made with colored lights in it. And when they had 30 seconds left, a yellow light would come on. And then when they had 10 seconds left, another light would come on. But then 5 seconds, a red light would come on. And after that, the moderator was instructed to interrupt them. But it was a nice visual for them to be able to follow, and they all followed it very well.
I want to thank all of you for the opportunity to engage in this discussion of issues tonight. It will continue during the next 5 weeks as we complete this campaign. Serving as governor is the greatest honor I've ever had. It is an enormously satisfying job. If you reelect me as your governor, I promise you I will work my heart out for you. The reason to run for political office, the reason to serve as governor, is not to satisfy some ego, and it's not just to build up political goodwill. It is so you can try to make a good difference in the lives of the people whom you serve. I believe there is an innate quality inside of every one of us, no matter what our job is in life, that makes us want to get up in the morning and go out and try and make life a little bit better for our children or our grandchildren. That's why I enjoy my work as governor, and it is why I wish to serve as governor. I want to be a builder for our state. I want to see an education system that has accountability so kids getting out of high school are truly prepared to compete in this economy. I want to see our kindergarten through third
That's
grade.
Jim Guy Tucker, who would, by the way, win the 1994 election. All right, so we've heard Jim Guy Tucker close. Let's hear Sheffield Nelson.
I, too, ask you for your vote and support. I promise you that I will work as your governor if you elect me. I also want to make a contract with you tonight, like National Republicans did recently with the people of this country. If you will elect me, I will cut the sales tax on food in half within the 4-year term that I'll serve. I will move the exemption on used cars to $5,000. I will stop immediately the $2 fee to get into state parks, and I will remove the $2 penalty for going by a revenue department to get your license tag. I want to restore disciplined classrooms. We will get reading and writing and arithmetic back in the program, and it's not there strongly enough today. I will go out and get good jobs for the state of Arkansas because I've done it for 15 years.
All right, so as we mentioned, Jim Guy Tucker wins that election. Also on the ballot that year is a race for lieutenant governor. Mike Huckabee, a preacher from Texarkana, a Republican. So Arkansas elected a Democratic governor and a Republican lieutenant governor.
And as it turns out, a couple of years later, he becomes governor. And actually won 2 more terms after that. But when Jim Guy Tucker resigned or announced he would resign and then said he wasn't and he was faced with impeachment, Mike Huckabee became Governor Huckabee.
All right. We took you back to 1994. We'll be back next Monday. You can see these clips and so much more. Just put Pryor Center into a search engine and you'll find the website.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. Come check it out.
Thanks, Randy.
Thanks for having me on. See you next week.